I arrived in Sri Lanka in the middle of July to find the north and east in the grip of a severe drought. It was heartbreaking. They are on the edge of a catastrophe. The drought situation was entering a new phase. With the seasonal rains not due until late October and the first crops in late November, many believers fear they will not survive until then without help. It is now the second week of August, and the situation has deteriorated. In the north and east, where most of our churches are located, there's been little rain in the past 18 months. They're suffering their worst drought in 40 years. And the vast majority of crops and home garden produce has died. And the wells are drying up. Over the years, many have just got by in the dry season, but this is different. It is uncharted territory, and no one quite sure what will happen. Most of our churches are in Tamil areas, where the 25-year civil war was fought. When the war ended in 2009, it left a legacy of a rundown infrastructure. As a result, the majority of our people live off the land. And without help, when the land dies, they die. We were to spend 5 days travelling around the country, visiting the believers to see how they were coping. Sadly, we found the same fears everywhere. We travelled north to one of the worst hit areas and visited a widow in Vishwanadu.
As a grandmother, she looked after two grandchildren, and plus one kidney failure son, granddaughter's husband. So she go now house to house and try to get jobs, whoever give any jobs, and she do. So now that also not available, people are not giving any jobs because of the no water. So she's struggling at the moment. That I'm dying every day. That's what she is.
So, Jaken, if in 1 month's time the whole area could have run out of water?
Yes, if it's not going to rain, that's going to be a problem for them. So, even 3 days ago, they dig the well again, about another 4 feet, they got a little bit of water. That also not clean water, that's like muddy water. Water is not clean.
It's not a clean. It's like a dirty water is coming up.
Plants are dying and they are not watering the plants because they want to keep the water for their drinking and washing themselves.
We visited another family, the mother of 5 children. She'd barely coped so far, but water was about to run out. How is she going to survive the next few months, with daily temperatures in the mid-30s, and no access to water, or money for food?
How does she get food?
The garden is a little bit vegetables comes, we lose that one. But so children can't clean themselves, we don't clean yourself, you get sickness. The local wells, sometimes they don't allow us to use it because of they need the water themselves. No, sometimes we need to walk many miles to get water. Go in the push bicycle, back of the bicycle, we bring the water. Now, they're struggling for the water. Somebody is supplying the Bowser. They're charging for that high amount. This should be too big. Because of the no water, the small, the fruits are not growing bigger. And then for the heat, it's becoming dry.
This is a lemon fruit. But normally this one, you see the lemon tree there. That is the poor people normally they give the fruits. That one is selling, becoming possible income. Normally, like this method, more water is coming out. But this dry, no water is coming. That's very sad. Family is very poor. need the family some help and water also.
The next day we travelled south to Batakaloa. We visited Uagamam, where the government supplied water butts.
The morning, fill this tank. The 2 hours, 3 hours, finish everything.
We spoke to a widow about the water problems.
All water is a different color. One color, one yellow color, one white color. It's different color. That water is drinking, it's coming, sickness coming. Okay, his body is, he can't drink that water.
Employment is very limited. Sorting peanuts provides just a few days seasonal work. Widows with children have little choice but to stay and eke out a living, mainly in seasonal agricultural work. Traditionally, families borrow to plant crops and pay back at harvest time. With a succession of poor harvests, many are now in debt.
It's same problem. No lunch, no dinner. It's very difficult life. Church also not helping. After what can do me? My life is finished. I'm dying. No, my children are crying. How is I give them my grandchildren's food? That is my last word. I am dying.
We travelled a short distance to Kawedanaru and sadly found the same sort of extreme hardship when we visited another family.
How many children do you have?
Elder
daughter is 18 and 17. What is it? 5 years old. That is it. Before years also some water, some petty pills get better. But this year, totally is failure. That is the reason I can't do anything. Is evangelist same problem, and that church widows and believers same problem. This is the situation.
Rain not come, so water problem, lost all home garden, and the petty pills or lost water problem.
Karan said he is visiting some houses. My church believers for no food sometime. He thinking, oh my dear God, I am burning this one. His feeling is better run away, but he doesn't like God run away. The churches, please help my believers. I not run away. Karan thinking he will ask the help, the LFC and First Jaykant and all ask the helping, give the my people.
We travelled to North Mutu, visiting Viramaniga. It was the first church to be planted. Half the families had no father, as many were killed in the war, and others moved away for work. Viramaniga is a forsaken area, desperately poor and needy. Government help is minimal. These are poor areas for which few people in big cities like Colombo are aware. The Tamils were the losers in the Civil War, and many feel there is little sympathy for them after years of hostility. The church is next to the school. They already give lunch to around 120 children each day. The school children are so poor, many come to school without breakfast and faint in the heat. The main village well has run dry. The church well is the best in the village, but it has dropped nearly 2 feet in the last fortnight and is nearly empty. The nearest alternative supply is 6 miles away. We visited a grandmother in the village who was struggling to find work to survive.
Without rain, it's any personal self-employment. It's another idea we have, it's very hard work, it's work cutting firewood and selling.
Children's major job also cutting firewood. That's children's job. So children's life also very difficult. We don't like to interfere with children's rights.
So without that job, it's difficult to live this world.
What is our response? We know we have a wonderful Heavenly Father who tenderly cares for every need. Our resources are limited, so we're doing what we can. Eliasir started sending out water bowsers to the villages. He owned three. Eliasir are increasing the meals they give, initially to the most needy, but food costs are rising. They are giving out food parcels for families. 350 were given out in the first week of August. They're looking to dig existing wells deeper and to build new ones in each church village. Some conventional wells, others deeper tube wells with pumps, or hand operated. LESC also wanted to buy more land near churches where there was a better underground water supply. And to employ church believers to cultivate it. They have already bought a number of acres in different sites. Longer term, we need to help the people develop their own businesses. We have asked all the LESC churches to tell us their needs, and more than 625 families across 40 churches need our immediate support. Numbers could rise over the next few months if the rains do not come. However, the needs are overwhelming and far exceed our resources. We also try to follow a biblical principle and look to our sister churches who support LEFC. The Apostle Paul arranged a collection for the poor in Judea and urged the other churches to help. We read in 2 Corinthians 8, verses 13 to 14, "For I do not mean that others should be eased and you burdened, but that as a matter of fairness, your abundance at the present time should supply their need, so that their abundance may supply your need, that there may be fairness." And in 2 Corinthians 9 verse 12, "For the ministry of this service is not only supplying the needs of the saints, but is also overflowing in many thanksgivings to God." If you would like to help, please either contact Gary Donaldson or go to our website.